You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Reds lost to the Braves on Friday night, final score 9-1. Mike Minor gave up a two-run homer in the first inning to Austin Riley, but then really settled down and pitched well through six innings. But the bullpen failed Cincinnati big time. Joel Kuhnel came out of the bullpen in the seventh. He surrendered a two-out, three-run homer to Dansby Swanson. Luis Sessa gave up three more runs in the eighth. Jeff Hoffman gave up a run in the ninth. Tommy Pham drove home Cincinnati's lone run with a two-out single in the third inning. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Ed. Cowboy, tough night, but certainly a positive tonight was the way that the Reds starter, Mike Minor, looked. Really the best start for Minor that we've seen out of him in a Reds uniform.
Yeah, I thought that he handled things really well. Looked like he made a little mechanical change, a little bit more turn as he came with his knee up, and it seemed like he was hiding the ball better, seemed like he had more movement on the ball. But probably most importantly, it looked like he kept the ball off the barrel of the bats of most of these Braves hitters. Now, he had the one mistake to Austin Riley early in the game, left the ball up and out over the plate in that first inning. But other than that, I'm not sure that you could throw the ball a whole lot better against a Braves team that swings the bat as hot as anybody.
And they came in swinging the bats really well to this series. Still got to get the bullpen straightened out. And this was one of those nights where if the bullpen comes in, kind of holds that deficit at one, you feel like you might have a chance.
Yeah, I think sometimes out of the bullpen, you've just got to think about strike one. And if you can do that, then it helps you kind of get yourself in a rhythm. But when you're always fighting and trying to be defensive in the way that you pitch, that creates a negative mentality, and it just puts you in a hole before you ever get out there.
Reds come up short, 9-1 the final. Yid, back to you.
Thanks, Tommy. Highlights right after this. The Reds lost their 50th game of the season last night as they fell to the Braves 9-1, and now to the highlights. It didn't take the Braves long to score off Reds starter Mike Minor. He hit leadoff man Ronald Acuna Jr. with a pitch to begin the game, but then things looked up when Dansby Swanson grounded into a double play. But Matt Olson then singled, and that brought cleanup hitter Austin Riley to the plate.
The pitch. And he swings and socks it high and deep to center field. Senzel's going back at the warning track, looks up at the wall, gone. Two-run home run, Austin Riley. And the Braves are on top in the first. Riley with his 19th home run of the year. And he goes to straightaway center field.
Anything up and out over the plate to that guy, big, strong third baseman. 19th home run of the year. I mean, he just looked like he just kind of flicked a gnat off of his shoulder and hit it out of dead center.
That was the 11th home run Minor has given up so far this season. Atlanta threatened again in the top of the third. Minor gave up back-to-back hits with one out, but then struck out Matt Olson and then ended the inning against Austin Riley.
Check of second once, and here we go. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. How about that? Olson and Riley go down via the strikeout from the left-hander Minor, and he will strand two here in the third.
The Reds got one of those runs back in the bottom of the third. Nick Senzel singled to begin things with one out. Jonathan India singled, moving Senzel to second base. Brandon Drury struck out, but Tommy Pham got the Reds on the scoreboard.
Runners off to the races. Here's the 3-2. And it's the fastball, and it's through the right side of the infield. That's a base hit. That will score Senzel. On to third is India. And the second hit of the night for Tommy Pham nets the Reds their first run. It's a 2-1 Braves lead.
Mike Minor stranded runners in the fourth and the fifth innings and then pitched a 1-2-3 sixth, and his night was over. Six innings, six hits, two runs, both of them earned. No walks, three strikeouts, a home run, a hit batter, 94 pitches, 54 of those four strikes. Joel Kuhnel replaced Minor in the seventh, and things did not go well. He retired the first two batters he faced, but then walked number nine hitter Michael Harris. Ronald Acuna Jr. then doubled to right, moving Harris to third base. That brought up shortstop Dansby Swanson.
And the pitch to the plate. lifted high into the air, left center field. It is traveling long, and it is gone. That is a three-run home run, and the Braves now lead 5-1.
After giving up the RBI single to Pham in the third, Max Fried retired the next 10 Reds he faced. He gave up a leadoff single to Kyle Farmer in the seventh, but got out of the inning without a run scoring, and that was the end of his night. Luis Sessa pitched the eighth for the Reds, and Atlanta scored again. He walked the first two batters he faced on 8 pitches. After Ozuna flew out, he then had to face Adam Duvall.
The inning got off to an ugly start. Back-to-back walks, 8 pitches. He didn't throw a strike until his 10th pitch of the inning, but he's in a spot right now. If he can get a ground ball out of Duvall, he's out of the inning and all is forgotten. But instead, it's ripped on a line to left, down the line, and that's going to one hop off the wall. Pham will pick it up. Home to score is Riley. Around to third base is Darnell, and into second with an RBI double, Adam Duvall, and it's a 5-game hit streak for the former Red. It's also a 6-1 Braves lead.
Orlando Arcia was next up.
Right-handed pitcher, right-handed hitter, second and third, one out. And in comes the 1-0 pitch. Arcia chops it over the infield, and that's into left for a base hit. One run home. Here comes a second run to score, and it's 8-1 Braves. A two-run single chopped through the drawn and infield, really chopped over the drawn and infield on the left side. That ball was bounced over the head of both Solano and Farmer. Neither one of them had a play on that. Two more runs have scored. The Braves have plated 3 now in the 8th.
Cincinnati put 2 runners on base in the bottom of the 8th but couldn't score. Jeff Hoffman pitched the top of the 9th. He hit the first batter he faced. He gave up a double to Swanson, and then with one out had to face Austin Riley.
Now fires the 0-1 pitch, and Riley lines it into center field. Coming on in a hurry, Senzel. He has to play it on a hop. One run's home. That's all they'll get for now as Acuna Jr. scores on the RBI single to center by Riley. And it's now 9-1 in favor of the Braves.
The Reds won quietly in the bottom of the 9th, and that was that. Reds fall 9-1. Here are the totals for Atlanta. 9 runs on 12 hits, 1 error, 6 left on base. Cincinnati, 1 run, 6 hits, no errors. They stranded 7. Fried the winner, 8-2. Minor the loser, 1-5. Home runs in the game. Atlanta hit both of them. Riley, number 19. Swanson, number 14. 2 hours and 52 minutes, 28,606 at Great American Ballpark. With the victory, the Braves are now 45-33. The Reds fall to 26-50 on the season. Time to hear from Reds starter Mike Minor.
Yeah, I didn't do the ball that well. It's like a lot of 2-0 counts, 3-0 counts behind the guys, but you know, made a pitch whenever I had to. I thought the pitch to Riley was okay. You know, I didn't think he made it that well, but he's a big, strong dude. Put it up. Thought Pat did a pretty good job behind the plate, just mixing it up. Even when I didn't throw, I guess good curveballs, good changes, whatever, he still went back to it. He still had conviction in it, so he didn't feel really good about it. It was kind of a grind still.
What did it mean to get through the third inning without a run?
You know, like I said, it wasn't making great pitches. And then went the 3-0 on Olsen, came back. I feel like I was grinding the whole night behind the counts, like I said. But I felt more focused. Had more conviction tonight in my pitches and went through it.
How much can you build on that when it's, you know, I remember in San Francisco you were talking about searching and that kind of thing. But when you're searching and you find some success, even when you're not at your best, is that something?
I mean, it just feels good to have a decent game. We didn't win, but I feel like, gave the team a chance, go 6 innings, all that. But he has a good team over there. It's a good hitting team. Max is tough, you know, for our guys to face. But that gives me some confidence going into next week.
Saturday, it's game 2 of the 3-game series between the Reds and Braves. Tyler Malley goes to the mound for Cincinnati. He is 3-6 with a 4.53 ERA. Right-hander Spencer Strider pitches for Atlanta. He's 3-2, his ERA 3.02. We're on the air with the pregame show at 3:40. First pitch is scheduled for 4:10. And once again, the final score on Friday night, the Braves beat the Reds 9-1. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.